everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, December 28th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Officer Rick, how can they not repost the position and do another application process? There are some people who were found to be ineligible last time that could actually be eligible this time. Could this create another potential lawsuit? How can people who don't even live in our state anymore serve on the commission? That's like, I want to be a state rep, but I live in Ohio. This is total BS. I absolutely agree with you. But see, here's the problem. They're offering $40,000 a year. 25% of the governor's salary was the assigned price, cost to the taxpayers. The proposal 2 of 2018 was presented to voters as a measure to establish a citizens panel free from political insiders. But nobody could have ever known how difficult the job was going to be. Well, the political science professor from Oakland University, he said that based on the theories of what could happen in this upcoming election year of 2024, one of these particular issues would be simply not interested due to politics. I think that you would tell us some things about the people to have on the state commission, but many more districts will be caught up in the creation of a new map that would have obviously political ramifications. Jamie Rowe, a Macomb County Republican strategist who watched the MICRC drawing up the map through 2021 to be implemented and used in the 2022 election, said it seems to him that the commission doesn't really even need to exist right now. My hope would be that the court would simply prescribe a special master in order for that person to have the maps redrawn to match the federal court's decision, making sure that the Voting Rights Act are not violated. I'm not confident that given the track record of the secrecy and the disregard the commission had, that they would be capable of drawing up new maps that didn't violate the Voting Rights Act. I don't think they can do it. End quote. Said Roe. Well, this is what it's coming down to. When questioned if it's even going to be possible for a court to dismiss the commission from redrawing the 13 districts, the Federal Supremacy Clause, as well as the MICRC's maps, so far have been determined not to violate the Michigan Constitution. The federal courts only have a duty to make sure that they apply, or comply, I should say, with the United States Constitution and the United States Voting Rights Act. Well, the attorney, again, Green, representing one of the plaintiffs, said they will be submitting a list. And let's see who they pick. And the meeting today will be held from 1 to 3. Special meeting's already been scheduled for January 11th. The agenda has already been sent out. So we'll be following this story. We'll continue to see. Christian Marcus texting in, a special master just contradicts the whole reason for the ballot initiative. It puts the power back into a politician's hand to appoint a special master. This whole petition was a joke to begin with. Don't disagree with you at all. Cliff Cellini, beef farmer over in Onaway, county commissioner in Presque Isle, tell Officer Rick they don't care. They don't follow the law and procedures until they're forced to. They don't care, and neither does the list of their puppets. Exactly. Exactly. Well, here's one of the last points of this whole mess. How is it going to impact the House of Representatives? Speaker of the House, currently Democrat Joe Tate from Detroit, is in one of the districts that were found to be unconstitutional. I question whether or not he can even serve as Speaker of the House. Not only that, what does it do to the special elections necessary in Warren and Westland, 13th and 25th districts? Right now, based on their resignations of their seats, the House is in gridlock, 54 to 54. Speaker Tate has already said not interested in moving any bipartisan bills moving forward. So if that's the case, guess what, folks? Are they going to stay out of session? Are they going to gavel in on January 10th and then immediately go into recess? Well, the clock is ticking for next year's primary in August. People have to file by April 23rd to be on the ballot. Then they start after campaigning. Meanwhile, they got to come up with a budget for fiscal year 2025. The deadline for that is September 30th. What this commission's maps have done, now that they've been challenged by progressive liberals, black citizens from Detroit, the whole thing is in chaos. The only thing we know for sure that's going to happen is the presidential primaries on February 27th has nothing to do with these particular districts because it's for the entire state of Michigan. People will vote according to districts they've been assigned, but it doesn't matter. It's presidential politics. Who wins the state of Michigan? Well, of course, Biden will win for the Democrats, and I believe Trump will win overwhelmingly for Michigan for the Republicans. I believe it's a foregone conclusion. Regardless of the lawsuits in New York and other places, February 27th, folks, we're talking 2 months basically from this week. Is anything really going to change between now and February 27th? Probably not. And even if he is found guilty in New York City, they're going to appeal. He's not getting a fair trial in New York City. They've already said they're going to appeal the guilty verdict that's coming. All that's going to do is tick people off even more and probably increase his vote. But as far as the state goes, this is totally a mess. And again, that's what happens when you let the Democrats run things. I got one other text message. Does it apply? I'm not really sure. Let's go ahead and mention it anyway. This process was all at the hands of the Democrats. They're the ones that put Proposal 2 on the ballot. they're the ones that lied to get it passed, and now we're having to deal with it. Well, I got to tell you, Tony, I agree with you. Chris has got a text about it as well. Says, Randy, we talked about this back in 2020 when it was passed. We knew it was going to happen. You predicted it. We predicted it. We talked about it. Yes, we did. Absolutely. But here is the bottom line. It's got to be figured out. They are under deadlines. The clock is ticking. April 23rd is an election law statute. People will be able to file for these House seats. And they'll have to have it figured out before then because they have to know where the districts are, who's eligible to represent those districts, because you have to live in the district. You cannot run for state house unless you live in the district. So they're going to have to figure it out. That's the bottom line. And we'll continue to follow it and keep you completely informed every step of the way. More information than you wanted? Well, sorry, but these are the details, and they're critical to next year's election, which we are very, very much going to be involved in. We got another short story we're going to wrap up this hour with in the next segment. Michigan Supreme Court. We talked about it, breaking story yesterday. Well, we got the details. Donald Trump will be on the ballot for presidential primary. What did the Michigan Supreme Court have to say about it? Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me. If I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two today. Got a couple of text messages that came in during the break. This is going to be interesting to see how they fix it. Yes, it is. It's going to be very interesting. Another one comes in. If they don't get it done in time, what happens then? It's not an option. They are under state statutes. These filing deadlines, these primary elections must happen, period. The presidential one's already cast in stone. As a matter of fact, I got a text message last night. I think, was it JoJo? Let me look at my text messages from last night. Where is it? No, Miss P. Sheboygan County notices have already been sent out for early voting. She gave me a screenshot of Sheboygan County building, the Board of Commissioners, to all qualified electors, Inverness Township, establishment of early voting sites. So they're already working on the locations, the sites, the dates, the times, 9 days early voting. Well, they got to. The presidential primary is February 27th, less than 2 months away this week. I'm sure there's clerks all over the state doing the exact same thing. And here's the other component to this. When you look at how this election is going to be handled with the early days of voting, absentee ballots, all of it, everything is going to be different than any other election we've ever had before. Very interesting. And in the process, how will it actually work? I talked to our clerk up here in Torch Lake. She can't even find people willing to work for 9 days of early voting. Most of the elderly people, the folks you see at every single election working the polls on election day, they're telling Kathy, my clerk, I'm only willing to work on election day. I'm not going to work for 9 days before it. Find somebody else. Could this end up being clerks, literally, who aren't even supposed to be technically, per our election laws, they're not even supposed to be involved in the election process if they are on the ballot? That's considered election tampering. That's why you have poll workers. Not poll challengers, poll workers. People who actually get paid a small stipend, a per diem, to come and work the polls on election day. Now you've got 9 days of early voting. What if the poll workers say, sorry, I'm not interested? This is going to be completely different, folks, from any other election we have ever participated in. So that's where this whole process is. Final quick story to get in before we wrap up this hour. Michigan Supreme Court will not hear the appeal to keep Donald Trump off the ballot. That's the bottom line to the headline. Michigan's Supreme Court yesterday denied an appeal challenging former President Donald Trump's inclusion in the state's 2024 primary ballot. The High Court said it is not persuaded that the questions presented should even be reviewed by this court. One of the Democrat-nominated justices, Elizabeth Welch, dissented, saying it was important for the court to weigh in on the eligibility question. Considering the importance of the legal questions at issue and the speed with which the appellates and judiciary courts have moved, I believe it is important for this court to issue a decision on the merits. Well, the lawsuit was filed by election lawyer Mark Brewer, who used to be the Democratic chairman of the Michigan Democrat Party, and a former Republican operative, Robert LeBrant, who absolutely hates Donald Trump. Again, pointing to the insurrection question per the 14th Amendment Section 3 clause. It got thrown out in Minnesota. It got thrown out in Colorado. Now it's thrown out in Michigan. And some are reporting that the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, has come out and made a statement they're not going to try to do it in California. California, based on what its lieutenant governor said a week ago when Colorado came out with their decision. He's not been charged with insurrection or rebellion as a result of what happened on January 6, 2021. If he hasn't been charged, he hasn't had his day in court, he hasn't been found guilty. And does Section 3 of the 14th Amendment even apply to a sitting president? All kinds of legal arguments there that could be tied up in court for years. Well, the election is next year, folks. It's not going to happen. Time to move on. We're going to shift gears and go in a completely different direction in hour number three. I promise we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real food.